we're going to do some practice, and as always, I invite you to begin simply by noticing your body, noticing your posture. When we meditate, we really need the body to support the mind, right? Because when the body's uncomfortable, it's a challenge to settle the mind. And so in these next few moments, you can just notice what your body is needing to feel that combination of deepening relaxation, deepening ease and stillness. And you can gently rest your hands on your thighs, or if you like, you can cup your hands at the top of the thighs with the thumbs touching. Just to notice what helps you feel that sense of deepening ease and contentment. And you can either allow your eyes to be very gently closed, or if you feel that there's a sense of fatigue or sleepiness, you can also just keep them slightly open with your gaze facing downward, just to allow some light in. And as we begin this time of practice, you can take a few moments just to scan the body very gently, to notice any places of gripping or tension. Perhaps starting with the muscles in the face, releasing the muscles around the eyes, and the jaw. And dropping down into the body, noticing any tension in the throat, the shoulders. Just allowing the awareness to wash through the entire body. Releasing any tension or stress that you might become aware of. Perhaps breathing into those areas. And as you intentionally release whatever gripping or tension you discover, you can also continue to support your mind by bringing some elongation to the back of the body, feeling a sense of spaciousness throughout the spine, with the shoulders released downward, and the chin very gently tilting forward, just to feel that increased opening in the back of the neck. And I'll begin by reciting the Refuge and Bodhicitta prayer, which you can mentally repeat or simply hear the words. And you're welcome to translate these words so that they match for you a feeling of being supported, feeling of being cared for, and also setting the intention to devote your time of meditation and practice to countless beings. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. Through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all beings. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. Through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all beings. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. Through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all beings. Now I'll recite the prayer of the four immeasurables. And again, you can just mentally repeat this prayer or feel free to translate it in a way that helps you evoke increased feelings of love, compassion, joy, and equanimity. May all beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. May all be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all never part from the happiness of no suffering. May all remain in equanimity, free from partiality, attachment, and aversion toward those near and far, for the benefit of all. As you enter into this time of practice, I invite you to call to mind perhaps a recent experience of personal suffering. In a gentle way, simply noticing what you become aware of. Perhaps visualizing this experience in your mind's eye. Noticing the feelings that you experienced in response. Perhaps also reflecting upon any beliefs that may have formed or beliefs that might have been stirred in the experience. And as you call this experience to mind, Perhaps you've become aware of other people or specific events. Take a few moments to very gently bring your awareness to your response. Simply noting without any judgment. What you experienced in response. Any particular forms of self-protection that may have been activated. And if possible, connecting with a sense of spaciousness inside you. Almost as if there were an additional room in your mind that you've just discovered. That's spacious and filled with light. A room that both helps you rest and helps you perceive your experience with clarity. In much the same way, a strong ray of light can illuminate all of the dust particles in the air we can't normally see. Take your time in really noticing this place of luminosity within you that sheds light on your experience. It helps you recognize more fully the causes of your suffering. The ways in which you've learned to respond to suffering. Imagine how it would feel if the part of you that has been most inclined to self-protect began to experience a deepening sense of safety, reassurance, curiosity. Imagine how your responses to suffering might change. Even in subtle ways. As slowly as those changes are needed. Perhaps even imagining that you could, with graciousness and patience, show this part of yourself that has needed the most protection, this lovely, spacious, bright room, perhaps even accompanying this part into that room. A room that feels comfortable and open, light, and with needed feelings of containment. Perhaps affirming for yourself that you can access this level of your own being, this part of your own mind and heart that is luminous, clear seeing in every moment. And perhaps affirming your capacity to access this layer of your own mind and heart. So that it begins to feel like the most accessible part of your being. This is your mind of clear seeing. It's always with you, always accessible. And always available to offer the clarity, the spaciousness that's needed. And as a way of reinforcing this time of practice, really bolstering your relationship to this precious inner resource, I invite you to imagine that you're joined today by a few people whom you love, people you cherish. Just visualize them also sitting with you in contemplation. And wishing for them that they cultivate an abiding relationship to their own mind of clear seeing that supports them in living with happiness and ease at all times. And then at your own pace, you can begin to visualize a few people that you've seen but don't know well, haven't developed a personal relationship with. Perhaps in your neighborhood or even here at All Souls. Or people you've seen on television. Just imagine them also sitting with you in this time of contemplation. And generate the feeling deep within you that you wish for them to cultivate this healing, meaningful relationship to their own mind of clear seeing, so that they too can live with a sense of happiness, joy, ease, contentment. And then you can begin, again at your own pace, to call to mind a couple of people with whom you've had some difficulty, some conflict. It doesn't have to be the most profound difficulty, but someone who has generated in you some feeling of dis-ease. And imagine them joining you at a safe distance, also in contemplation. And then begin at your own pace to generate your deepest wish for them to cultivate an abiding connection with this mind of clear seeing within them. To live from this place of clarity, luminosity, so that they too can feel and be well, can experience a genuine happiness, joy, and peace of mind. And then perhaps extending outward from this small group to the countless beings in this world, that we may all live in deepest connection with this open mind and heart that can generate an abiding clarity, that can help us understand and respond to all of our experiences in this life with deepest intelligence, sensitivity, kindness, patience, in a way that generates well-being, peace, and contentment for all. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes.